It's just apocalyptic. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. That's how one storm chaser describes the scene in Rolling Fork, Mississippi. A tornado Friday night flattened much of the town. Fox Weather's Robert Ray is there.
This tornado lasted for dozens of miles, and to consider, a mile and a half wide. National Weather Service is giving it a preliminary rating of an EF4. That means winds exceeding 165 miles per hour.
Hours from now, Governor Tate Reeves will hold a briefing alongside FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell.
We have distribution centers with supplies like food and water that are staged nearby. And as soon as we understand the magnitude of the impact and what the needs are going to be, we'll be able to move those in closer.
The outbreak of severe weather is being blamed for at least 26 deaths. Dozens of people are hurt. A deadly shooting in broad daylight is under investigation in Portland, Oregon. Three victims were found in a car in a residential neighborhood yesterday. No one's been arrested. An Arizona man working at a dollar store is facing a murder charge after fatally shooting a shoplifter. Fox 10 in Phoenix says Kevin Madrid fired at least 10 shots after the shoplifter punched him in the face. Madrid told police he made the worst decision of his life. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell spent the night in his own bed. He's recovering from a concussion and a broken rib.
The Kentucky senator was released from an inpatient rehab facility. The 81-year-old fell at a D.C. hotel while attending a fundraiser more than 2 weeks ago. McConnell is expected to return to the Senate before members leave for recess April 1st.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
The nuclear posture at the White House won't be changing despite Russia's latest move. That's according to officials with the Biden administration. Moscow says it plans to station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus as the West steps up its support of Ukraine. Russian leader Vladimir Putin says the maneuver was triggered by Britain's decision to provide Ukraine with armor-piercing rounds containing depleted uranium. Meanwhile, in the U.S., dozens of Ukrainian soldiers are finishing up their training on the Patriot missile system.
65 Ukrainian soldiers who've been training to use Patriot missile mobile launchers since January at Oklahoma's Fort Sill Army Post are now being deployed back to Europe for more training before heading to the battlefield of the Russia-Ukraine war. This also as the Defense Department says U.S. Patriot missile defense systems and Abrams tanks are also set to be deployed to Ukraine faster than originally planned as Ukraine is preparing to launch a spring offensive against Russian forces. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
Iranian-backed fighters are on high alert in Syria after they were hit by U.S. airstrikes last week. The Pentagon retaliating for an attack on a U.S. military base that killed a U.S. contractor.
The president responded with precision airstrikes in eastern Syria to demonstrate that wherever U.S. service members or contractors operate the world over, the commander-in-chief has their back.
House Democrat Jake Auchincloss, many Republicans feel President Biden isn't doing enough to deter another attack.
You have to do what President Trump did, which is hit him somewhere where it counts. Trump took out their lead field general, Soleimani. And until you do that, Iran is going to continue to hit our forces.
That's Congressman Michael Waltz. I'm Pam Husso, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.